Proposed H-2A changes fail to contain wage variability. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Back in July, the Department of Labor published a proposed rule that would amend its regulations regarding certain provisions of the H-2A program. Jake Putnam, blogger and reporter for the American Farm Bureau Federation, fills us in.
Well, you know, they continue to look at fixing this H-2A program. Problem is, out here, we're right in the middle of harvest. We have worker shortages everywhere. If you can find a good worker, farmers are paying a good amount of money to keep them and hoping that they come back next year. That's a short-term fix. The long-term fix is that we need to make it easier to bring workers into the U.S., let them do their job, and let them go home. And that's basically what this H-2A fix is all about, is just finding that happy medium, you know, that satisfies all the players in the equation.
Among the many changes in the proposed rule are revisions to the methodologies used to determine the adverse effect wage rate, or AEWR, rather than a single AEWR for all H-2A workers within a region. Department of Labor has proposed AEWRs by agricultural occupation. I'm David Sparks. This is the Ag Information Network of the West.